Forget crystal balls and carnival fortune tellers. Paul Quinn's approach to tarot transforms these 78 mysterious cards into something far more profound, a mirror reflecting our deepest selves. Like Joseph Campbell's hero's journey condensed into portable wisdom, these cards offer not predictions, but revelations about who we are and who we might become. The tarot works through synchronicity, those meaningful coincidences that defy logical explanation, creating a bridge between our conscious mind and deeper wisdom. When we surrender control and let the cards speak, we invite the divine mystery into conversation with our everyday lives. The deck divides into two parts, the 22 major arcana representing universal archetypes that transcend culture and time, and the 56 minor arcana depicting everyday situations through four elemental suits. Together, they create a comprehensive map of human experience, from our highest aspirations to our daily challenges. What makes this approach revolutionary is its focus not on telling the future, but on illuminating the present moment with compassion and clarity. The tarot journey begins with the fool, the spiritual innocent at the cliff's edge, ready to leap into the unknown. Numbered zero, he represents both nothingness and infinite potential, the moment before our soul enters earthly experience. His yellow boots match the divine light above, showing alignment with higher wisdom despite appearing reckless. Consider Samantha, approaching retirement and uncertain about her future. Drawing the Fool recalled her dream where, as a blind beggar, she refused to take her guide dog's eyes for herself. This revealed her need for new eyes in transition, trusting instinct rather than relying solely on rational thinking. The Fool teaches that wisdom comes through experience, not just information. We must approach life with childlike openness, willing to look foolish for growth. Leading with his left foot, the unconscious direction, he may seem irrational, yet follows his heart's wisdom. He reminds us that our greatest successes often come when we release control and trust the journey, pausing to appreciate life along the way. The first seven major arcana represent fundamental psychic resources for life's journey. The magician channels divine energy through focused intention, connecting heaven and earth. The high priestess balances his active energy with receptive intuition. Where he acts, she listens. Where he speaks, she knows. The empress embodies abundant creativity and nurturing power, while the emperor brings necessary structure, shaping raw materials into something useful. Together, they represent balanced leadership of heart and head. The hierophant provides ethical guidance and tradition, helping us discern right from wrong beyond social conditioning. The lovers represent sacred partnership, both between individuals and within ourselves as we integrate masculine and feminine energies. The chariot completes this sequence as the spiritual warrior balancing will and surrender. Unlike the fool's innocent wanderings, the charioteer's journey requires purpose, with invisible reins reminding us that true success comes from co-piloting with unseen guidance. The middle sequence of the major arcana deepens self-knowledge through shadow confrontation. Strength portrays the balance between primal nature and higher consciousness, teaching us to partner with our instincts rather than subdue them through force. The hermit seeks answers in solitude, away from society's distractions. Jung considered this search for self the central mission of life's second half. When external values no longer satisfy and mortality awareness grows, the hermit's lantern guides us toward deeper truths. The Wheel of Fortune reveals life's constant changes through our actions or external forces. Justice calls us to accept responsibility for our experiences as necessary for soul development. The Hanged Man teaches surrender when progress stalls, finding grace in limitation and perspective in being upended. Death clears away what no longer serves, creating space for renewal. Despite our resistance to endings, this skeletal knight with his white rose promises transformation. Temperance completes this sequence as the alchemist angel, patiently combining opposing elements within us to create something more harmonious than either could be alone. The final major arcana cards guide us through various forms of light. The devil reveals our enslavement to unconscious forces and childhood-formed false beliefs, yet confronting these shadows offers freedom. The tower destroys illusions, with lightning striking the crown of pretense, forcing authenticity. After this upheaval, the star brings healing, as a naked woman harmonizes the mundane and sacred by pouring water into both realms. The moon unveils the untamed unconscious that rational minds avoid, teaching us to transform disturbing dreams or emotions into art or awareness rather than resisting them. The sun then delivers clarity and self-acceptance, aligning us with our authentic self. Judgment extends this awakening to collective consciousness as the angel's trumpet breaks through separation, revealing our spiritual oneness. The world represents ultimate spiritual achievement, perfect harmony between inner and outer realms, with its dancing figure symbolizing transcendence beyond opposites and infinite symbols representing endless potential. The Minor Arcana connects spiritual themes to daily life through four elemental suits. Wands, fire, embody creative spark and ambition, our drive to transcend limitations. Cups, water, represent emotional and spiritual nature, flowing into memory and imagination. Swords, air, reflect thought and communication, showing how our mental state shapes experience, both wounding and providing clarity. Pentacles, earth, ground us in physical reality, body, work, and material resources, with the five-pointed star symbolizing spirit integrated with matter through our senses. Reading tarot creates dialogue with multiple aspects of yourself. The power isn't in predicting the future, but accessing unconscious messages. The magician collaborating with the high priestess. Simple approaches often yield profound insights. A single thoughtful question can be answered clearly with just one or two cards. Your question's quality determines the guidance received. Reframing questions positively, shifting from "Why can't I find love?" to "How can I bring love into my life?" transforms you from victim to creator. When reading for others, collaborative interpretation empowers querents by revealing that answers reside within themselves, not just in the cards or reader. In a world fixated on external validation, tarot offers a revolutionary path to self-knowledge that honors both mystery and meaning. These cards serve not as fortune tellers, but as companions reflecting our shadows and light, reminding us that we are active co-creators of our lives, capable of transformation. Tarot's true gift is fostering compassion for the 78 characters we recognize in ourselves and others. The cards make no judgments. Even traditionally negative cards simply say notice. With a desire for truth, every card offers clarification rather than punishment. When facing a crossroads or seeking deeper understanding, consider this ancient wisdom not to predict the future, but to illuminate what already exists, the patterns and possibilities within your own experience. The greatest magic isn't in the cards themselves, but in the awakened consciousness that reads the symbols of its own unfolding story.